Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 65 of Season 7 of the Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast where we yippee-ki-yay our way through the 1995 Bruce Willis action film Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me to finish off this week, and hopefully we'll both last throughout this week, is Lisa Leahy. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thanks, Rob. We've made it. We're going to do it. We're going to get through the whole week.
That is the plan. Let's do our best to get that done.
Let's go.
So, minute 65 begins with Simon trying to calm down Targo with facts and ends with John stopping a shoplifter.
Yes.
So we ended things yesterday with Simon finally, adding a new twist to the riddle to John. And after he hangs up the phone, he turns to Targo behind him, who is very upset and nervous. And he says to him, "Relax, Targo." He really is. He says, "Relax, Targo. There's not a cop for 20 blocks." So I love the fact that he knows that basically they've cleared everyone away from 20 blocks. I don't know where that knowledge comes from.
Well, it's his planning. He knows because he's deliberately made sure that all of the cops are not there. That's why he's able
no,
to...
No, but how does... But how does he know 20 blocks? That's the question.
Well, it's probably the range of Wall Street.
Okay.
I figure it's his knowledge of the area. I just explained it away and went, yep, that was good. I didn't care enough.
Well, that's what we usually do in movies.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're doing it minute by minute, you don't even think about these things. You're like, okay,
it's true.
20 blocks, no problem.
And I mean, I look at it as I'm not a New Yorker, so I don't know the range of Wall Street. I mean, obviously it's a huge space, but you know, you figure the financial district is going to take up a certain one. Okay, that must be what it is.
Is this Simon's only worry? The fact that there might be, cops around the area, 20 blocks or whatever? That would be it. Nothing else.
Well, I mean, they've got their time. Oh, well, this is totally not right then. Wall Street is 8 city blocks, so I've got nothing. Never mind. So I really don't know where 20 blocks comes from. Maybe they just said to Jeremy Irons, pick a number, and he went with 20.
It could be. I mean, we'll see when we go through the through script. Maybe it's mentioned in there, but I'm not convinced that
maybe
it will be.
8 blocks wasn't enough, and they're like, oh, that's not enough. We got to make that number bigger.
Right. Because
you can tell me there's not enough. There's no cops within 8 blocks. I'd go, so what? Like,
exactly.
I wouldn't care. 20 blocks is a much more impressive number.
Is 20 blocks in New York a mile or 2 miles?
I don't know.
I think, is it 10 blocks? I'm trying to remember how many blocks.
I'm looking it up. I got you.
So 20 blocks.
7 blocks in a mile.
No, 20 blocks in New York City in Manhattan is a mile.
Why does this say 7 blocks then? Oh, I said, because you know what? I put the descriptor in the wrong place. You're right. So 20 blocks. So within a mile. You're right.
Right.
No. I read it wrong. So I wrote how many blocks in a New York mile, as if a New York mile is different than a regular mile.
Well, yeah. Okay.
And therefore, I got a weird answer.
That's what Google's for, to get weird answers.
Of course I got the wrong answer.
That's part of it.
Leave it to me.
That's part of the fun.
Everything on the internet is true, so clearly I found the right answer.
Yes, for sure. In some in some realm, the answer is always right.
Oh my god, I love it.
All right, so at this point then we're back with John and Zeus, and they look and they discover tickets. And
yes.
They take him out and
the home field dugout.
That's right. He's sending us to the home field dugout at Yankee Stadium. Why? So my first question is, when did Simon set all this up?
Seriously?
No, but I don't even think you even understand my question completely. He didn't set this up an hour ago. Okay. So how did he know that he needed to get two tickets?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, one for Zeus and one for John. He wasn't expecting Zeus to be there. And I'm assuming these are not cheap and easy tickets
well,
to get.
So when they get there, there's no game happening. So I think it's like off season, which means why would you get the tickets? I don't know. That's a lot of big questions. Because you're right. He calls him the Samaritan.
Right. No, it's not off season because it's definitely not off season because we don't know exactly when this movie takes place. It's possible it takes place. I've
it's
always
summer.
Assumed that it takes place late May,
so
early June.
It's not
it
off
can't
season,
be summer.
Right. Why can't it be season? Why?
It can't be summer, though. Because there are kids
beginning
in
school. Of June. Well, yeah, you're right.
No, so that's what I'm saying. It's somewhere. It's either late May, early June, mid-June.
No further than that.
But at the very beginning, we also saw back to school sale.
Oh, that's...
saying that it was September.
You're right.
Okay, and then more things. There were the Goodwill Games. There was an advertisement for the Goodwill Games, which took place in July and August of 1994. And then a few weeks ago, we saw an ad for a Forbes article, which only came out at the end of September. So again, some of these could be because that was when they were filming, but it could also be that it's supposed to be taking place in September. You know, so it's very unclear. We know this takes place.
So I'm going to go to September because the July ad is very likely to still be up because not everybody takes their stuff down right away. And the other stuff also says.
The ad was in the.
I totally believe that was left up. I totally believe
it was
that
on
was
a
left
train.
Up and nobody took it down in a timely manner. And the other thing, September is a worse time to be in school than June as far as temperature goes. Because the summer lingers. And so September is going to be a much worse time than early June. So I would think that's a better option. The idea if it's hot, it's awful. You know, like they start with summer in the city. And so I think I'd go September for this. That's my theory.
Okay. Again, it's anyone's guess. There's no...
Yeah.
We have no...
That's fascinating.
We have no proof any which way. I mean, obviously the first two diehards, we know when they take place. Actually, we know around what time they take place. We don't know the exact date. We know the season. Because as we talked about in Die Hard, you know, did they have the party on Christmas Eve? I don't know.
Yes, it was Christmas Eve. Yes,
so
it was.
So why aren't people home with their families?
I don't know. But it was a crazy thing. It was either Christmas Eve or the 23rd.
That's my point. We don't know exactly. That was my point.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like I used to know and I don't now, so I can't even come up with it.
And in the second one, it was before we got to Christmas because John was waiting for Holly to show up and he was going to go away with her to a motel. So therefore, it can't be that this took place on Christmas Eve itself because they wouldn't do that.
Right.
They wouldn't go to a motel instead of going to her parents' house.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that you actually know this information.
It made my head spin.
Isn't that what we're trying to do here?
I love it. Yes. Show us the random crap that we have in our heads.
That's a good way to look at it. So
I love it.
Then Zeus says, well, we're the home team. Are we supposed to go find something there? And then John looks at him and goes, what's 21 out of 42? And he goes, 21 again. Half of 42. 42
watts. Again.
And he says, how many players are there on the Yankees ball club? Now, do you know the answer to that? I know that you're somewhat of a baseball fan. I don't know how much of a baseball fan you are, but I know you're somewhat of a fan.
To be fair, I know the answer because Zeus says 25.
But when I looked it up now, today it's 26. I don't know if that means that in the 29 intervening years that has changed. You know, that I couldn't tell you, but what I do know is that there are 26 men on the roster.
Nope. Wouldn't have known. I'm a fan, but I'm not a crazy fan. Like I don't know all the stats. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I just enjoy watching.
I mean, they need to have, they have a 26 man roster, but they need to have a minimum of 25 players. So I guess that means that someone could be injured or something like that.
Yes, potentially.
I think that's part of the idea of it. But again, it's very interesting the way that works from that perspective, because they started in 2021 to have the active roster size 26. Here, historically, the active roster size was 25 players, with exceptions made in some seasons, most recently in 2020, when teams could have 28 active players. So again, maybe because of COVID, they changed things and stuff like that.
It makes sense.
That actually makes a lot of sense, but. I wonder if it actually was connected to. Okay, so in 2020, they had an agreement. Teams would be allowed a 26-man active roster from the start of the season through August 31st. From that's not connected. Teams would be limited to carry 13 pitchers. No, they don't explain here as to why they changed it.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Okay, because of COVID, they allowed 28 players. Interesting. Because they had a shortened season. So the shortened season, they started with 30 active players. And then from early August, they were only allowed to have 28. And then in 2021, they started with a 26-man active roster size.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah.
Fun facts. Of More course. Fun facts.
And at this point, Zeus then gives the response, 25. And then the answer is, what else is 21? Then he goes, blackjack. So we know the game of blackjack, 21. It's a banking game, a casino banking game. And you can spell it either with a space between the black and jack or as one word. And
interesting. I've never seen the hyphen. I've never seen it separated. I've only seen
this and one it thing. Is the most widely played casino banking game in the world.
I believe it.
And in Russian, it's called the Achko. And the idea of blackjack is you do not compete against one another. Everyone competes against the dealer separately.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes the ability of everyone to win or lose, from that same. Mm-hmm. And then Zeus says it's a club. Do you know what Club 21 is?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's a hotel chain.
Oh, no kidding.
That started off in Singapore. And it eventually moved to Australia, China, Hong Kong, Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, the UK, and the US. Huh. So they currently have 3,800 employees across four continents. Yeah, definitely is very interesting. What else then they say there? And then the answer, then basically he says it's a wild mm-hmm. goose chase. And then John says, where's the nearest A train? Now, I find this really interesting. This is the third Die Hard movie to use the phrase wild goose chase.
Remember, it's an Easter egg.
Okay, we had it in. Let's see God. How good you know your Die Hards. When does? Okay, so you want me to do this? Yeah, go ahead,
do it. Let's see if I can do it. I don't know that I will.
Okay, so in the first Die Hard, when did they mention something about a wild goose chase?
I would say it's when they're looking for the detonators. Okay.
Nope. So the quote is, "Ask me. That goddamn computer sent you on another wild goose chase."
I have no idea what that even refers to.
Okay, it's when Powell shows up and is looking around mm-hmm. in the lobby, and he's talking with Eddie. Yeah,
the fake security guard. The fake
guy at the front desk. That's right. And he basically says that, it's a false alarm. And then he says, that's the goddamn computer just sent you on another wild goose chase.
Way off.
Okay, that was Die Hard. Die Hard 2.
He's in that area of destruction.
Once again,
come on! I thought I knew that one.
It's right after he thinks he sees something fishy going on, right at the beginning, in the little bar lounge, and then he walks up to the two cops, including the cop who had just towed mm-hmm. away his car, and he says, "Excuse me, officers. This may sound like a wild goose chase.
Oh my God.
But I think I just saw." And he goes, "Saw what?" And he goes, "Elvis. Elvis Presley." So here we go. The third Die Hard has wild goose chase. This movie doesn't even have Yippee-ki-yay.
I know.
But wild goose chase appears more, which is great.
And the next film is PG-13, and you lose the line proper.
Well, you don't even have it here either. So it doesn't matter. So, understandable. I definitely can agree with that. And at this point, they start walking away, and then Zeus says, wait. Some kid might find that.
I love that. I love that line and comes
then,
up later.
And then, and then John goes, "You're right."
I love that moment.
And then he gives Zeus this look, basically saying, why don't you go take care of it?
You get it.
That's right. You get it. That's great.
I just love the callback to that line when it shows up later, but that's not my scene, so.
Correct. So at this point, the shot changes, and we see the street, the you know, the sidewalk on the street. And then we hear someone start screaming and like running, and we hear, "Come back here, you little sons of bitches. Hey, you, I remember you." Riding away on bicycles. One of them has like these bags of chips or something like that with him. And John stops him and goes, hey, where are you going? And then he goes, let me go. He goes, watch your mouth. You want to go down to juvenile hall for a Butterfinger? Is that it?
Yep. And look around you. It's like Christmas. You could rob City Hall. And the thing cuts off.
It already cuts off before that. You don't even get to hear
all that. I love that line. I love this kid's accent. You could rob City Hall.
That's right. Okay, so we just met three characters for a very short amount of time, but I wanted to go through who the actors are that play these three characters. So the first one we have here is the Korean store owner, shopkeeper, who is played by James Saito. Have you ever heard of him before?
I do not know him, no.
Okay, so he has 124 IMDb credits. He has small roles in a lot of things, most of them TV shows. Have you ever seen the TV show Eli Stone?
No.
Which was on in 2008. No. It was about a lawyer who basically felt that he was touched by God and wants to change things and stuff like that.
Interesting.
You know, he's not sure if he has a brain aneurysm or if he's having visions that he's trying to change things or whatever. So his mentor in this TV show is played by James Saito. Huh. So I'm actually familiar with him. That was a show that I really loved at the time. They only had 26 episodes, but it was still fun to watch. And I've seen him pop up so much in TV shows and movies over the years, mostly in small parts, but still it's always fun, seeing him here and there. Then the next character, the next actor that we get to see here is someone named Patrick Borello, who plays the kid who says your favorite line. Yes. Okay.
He's got that.
He has a
serious accent.
Well, just you wait. He has 11 IMDb credits. Okay. And if you look at every one of his credits, he plays sort of a gangster in every single one of them.
He's got that heavy accent. You know,
that's right. He was in The Irishman. He played Wedding Wise Guy number 5. He was in A Bronx Tale.
Oh, Slick, there it is.
Age 9.
You know what? I knew he looked familiar. That makes sense to me. He belongs in A Bronx Tale.
He was in a TV show called The Neighborhood with a character named Gino. And then he was in Gravesend. It's possibly the same exact character because it's also called Gino.
Well.
then he was in a movie called The Family's Feud. His character's name was, let's see if you can guess.
Was it Gino?
It was Gino. and this year he came out in a movie called Jersey Bread, which his name was Crazy Angelo.
Oh God. So it's a bunch of Italian mob movies.
That's right. And then in this one, he plays Kid Number One.
Okay.
Kid Number One.
It's interesting. Kid Number One. I would have called him Kid on a Bike.
Maybe.
I'm not in charge.
And that's right. Neither am I. Neither am I. And then the kid who's with him, kid number 2, is played by an actor named Victor Rojas.
Rojas.
It could be Rojas. Could be. He only has 16 credits on IMDb, including kid number 2 in this movie. Uh-huh. But Lisa wants to call him kid on bike number 2.
I'm telling you. Makes more sense.
That's right. He was also in La La Land.
Oh, there you go.
He had a small part in there as a Hollywood party dancer.
Oh, so he's like a background guy.
Yeah. Or a bicycle guy.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak.
Exactly. no, not today. Maybe he says something on Monday. I'm not sure. That I do not recall. we'll have to wait until Monday to find that out with a different guest. Sorry,
that's okay. I can't have them all.
You know, as Stephen Wright used to always say, you can't have everything. Where would you put it?
That's a good line. I like that a lot.
All right. So that's all I have for this minute. Do you have anything before we get into the script?
I've covered this minute and next week's minute. So I think I've done enough.
Well, no, you haven't covered next week's minute.
I stole the beginning line.
First 2 lines. Yes, that you did. That you did. But I can just edit you out if I want. No, Probably not. All right, so the script continues, and McLean hangs up the phone. He pulls out a pen and records the card catalog number. What's 27 out of 42? It's a written out of 42. I have no idea. Where are you going? The New York Library. The bomb's disarming code is in one of the books. Hey, you forgetting something? McLean stops, turns. Zeus is pointing across the park to the jungle gym at the Samsonite briefcase with the bomb in it. I don't think we should leave that there.
Oh, some kid might find it. Wasn't part of it, huh?
Nope. And then McLean and Zeus exit Washington Square Park. McLean now carrying the Samsonite briefcase with the bomb in it. They head north on Fifth Avenue. Behind them, they hear shouting. They turn down the street. Two kids, both about 12 or 13, come tearing out of a Korean delicatessen a block away. They get on bikes and begin pedaling down the sidewalk. The proprietor, an irate Korean, exits the deli and chases. Come back here, thief! Little son of a bitch! The Korean proprietor pulls up, panting. He curses and walks back to the kids pedal across the intersection, laughing, laden with stolen candy, bags of chips, straight for McLean and Zeus as they pedal past. McLean sticks his arm out, collaring kid number one. The bike clatters on the sidewalk. Whoa, where you going? Let me go. The other kid pedals over to McLean. McLean lets go of kid one. He falls on his can on the sidewalk. He glares up at McLean. You! Watch your mouth. Ever hear it's against the law to steal? Not today, it ain't. And that's the way we're going to end things. We'll have to continue there on Monday with that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is. All right. So every Friday, we have a segment called Name That Movie.
Uh-huh.
So the
Let's see the if I can idea... not fail this.
Oh, come on. I have faith in you.
I got this.
You have to have faith in yourself. You're awesome.
I do.
Okay, good.
A lot so of it is nonsensical faith, but I have it.
Okay, that's fine. Nonsensical faith also helps. The idea behind this is that this movie had an original title of Simon Says.
Yes.
Okay, so I went and found a list of 150-something movies that had different original titles. Some of them could have been fake titles, because sometimes you have fake... fake titles for movies before, you know, in order for people not to
realize
what movies being filmed on the spot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But so I decided that this week, because I know that Lisa is a big fan of horror movies, so what I decided to do was to make each and every one of these five movies that we're going to talk about, I picked horror movies for
I appreciate you.
Okay, I hope that helps.
I think it will. I'm already predicting one of them in my head, so we'll see.
Okay, and if we do reach the one you predict, then let me know. I'd be very interested in knowing if I chose the same type of thing.
Sure.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the year of the movie and the original title, and you have to try and tell me what the real or what the release title is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So as simple as that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm willing. There are lifelines.
Okay.
The lifelines being that you can choose the director or an actor or another actor, things like that.
Okay.
All right. So we shall begin with a movie from 2010 called 25/8. 25/8.
25/8 from 2010.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand the concept of it. Instead of 24/7, so there's something to that.
No, 25/7 is actually a date.
What?
The European outside of America.
Oh.
The dates go the date / month as opposed to month / date. Okay, so this is a date. See, I've already given you another hint.
Yeah, you have, but it didn't help. From 2010, Happy Death Day.
No, Happy Death Day is much. Later
I don't remember. I just figured with a date, it would probably be like a birth date or something.
It is a birthday. I will give you that.
I'll take an actor.
Okay.
Give me blowing it on the first one.
I'm trying to find someone that you might actually know. Frank Grillo.
That's it's the Purge then. So it's gonna.
No, it is not. It's not the Purge did not come out in 2010.
No, I know that, but it's going to be one of them, is what I thought of. So it's not any of the Purge films?
No.
Oh, dear God. I'm embarrassing myself already. Oh God, 2010. Oh, sorry, a 2010. I'm not gonna get it. I don't think I know.
Okay, the director is Wes Craven.
In 2010? Oh, shame on me. Damn. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I can give you any other actors that might have Max Theriot, John Magaro, Denzel Whitaker, Xena Grey, Nick Lachey,
This is a forgettable movie.
it really is. I actually just saw it recently and I hated it, but I don't like horror movies anyway.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like one that stuck with me, so I'm gonna call it. I don't know.
Okay, the answer is My Soul to Take.
Oh yeah, that was garbage. Oh no, yeah, no, I don't know. I saw it
Yeah.
once and that was plenty. No, I'm okay with not knowing that one. I feel better. I'm like, oh God, this is gonna be something I should know. Oh, I feel much better now.
Okay. All right. The next one from 2000. Flight 180.
Is that Red Eye?
No.
Flight 180.
Red Eye was 2005.
I'm not so far off.
I wouldn't call it a horror
180.
movie.
180 is Final Destination.
That it is.
Okay.
Very good.
Good God.
Excellent. There you
I'm like, as that number shows up in everything. But that's like the running gag in those movies.
Exactly. Okay, third one. From 1980. Do I even need to say
No, because I
the name
already
of the
went to
movie?
Friday the 13th. It's got to be that. It's like summer camp or
Okay.
something.
No, it's not called Summer Camp.
What's it called?
It's called A Long Night at Camp Blood.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, you would have said Camp Blood and I would have had it. So, yeah, Friday the 13th.
Right. Okay. Now, was that the one that you were thinking of,
Nope.
or not even? Okay. All
Nope.
right. Okay. Number four from 1988, Bloody Buddy.
That's Child's Play.
That is correct. That is great. Okay. And the final one for you from
Oh,
1987,
okay.
Twilight.
1987. 1987. Is that twi Oh, 87. Lost Boys. Okay.
Very
I'm like, I know
good.
it's
You
a I
see?
went to
You see,
Oh
you
my
redeemed
God.
yourself. You redeemed yourself. You got four out of
I went to
five of them
Fright Night and I'm
without
like, no,
any hint.
Fright Night is earlier. Like it's not that one.
Fright Night is, I
Yeah,
think,
it's earlier
84
than
or
87.
85.
That's why I got stuck. And then I'm thinking, is it a like a war werewolf movie? And I'm like,
Fright Night was 80, was
yeah,
85.
okay.
Right.
80s. I should have gotten that faster. I am totally okay not knowing My Soul to Take. I am.
Oh, well, that's fine. I gave
Yes.
it to you because I figured that if
It
anyone
would be
would
me,
know
and I
a
still
horror
failed,
movie like
so.
that, it would be you.
And I forgot it was a Wes Craven movie. I like to pretend it didn't exist.
Yeah,
It was so
I
bad.
hated it. I really did. Okay. All right. So, Lisa, would you like for one final time this season to tell everyone how they can find Lisa
There it is.
Leahy? I almost got it wrong. I
You
almost got it
caught it
wrong. You
though.
see?
You caught it.
I've been so good. I
It's the
know,
end
I
of the
know.
week. You know, I mean, it's Friday. It's okay for the brain to shut off a little early.
Never,
So
never.
you can catch me.
When you do these things, your brain has to be
Oh,
going
dear
the whole
God, too
time.
exhausting for me. You can hear me on the Rabbit Hole Podcast Network. I'm on a show called The Gift of Horror, where Jason Soto and I are gifting each other specific titles based on the subgenre of the day. And it's sort of like a white elephant thing where we kind of pick which one was better, which one came out okay. Sort of like who gave the better gift. And then you can also catch me on Pictures and Conversations, a Rabbit Hole podcast book club, and we release episodes every 20th of the month.
All right, excellent. And while you're doing that, you can go rate, review, and subscribe to any podcatcher you might be using to listen to the show. Finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. And you can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. And if you feel like sending me an email, send it to movierobminute@movierob.net. So, Lisa, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It was such
Yes, it
fun.
really was. Everyone else doesn't know this, but sorry for all the technical issues.
Nah, it's okay. Not a
But
problem.
we got through it. We got through it. So that was the
We
important
did it.
thing.
We pushed through.
All right. Excellent. So I will be back on Monday to discuss Christmas in New York City with another guest that Lisa has already let out of the bag that that's what we will be discussing. But
I can't
that's
help
right.
it.
Everyone have a great weekend. And until Monday, yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Johnny comes marching home again. Hurrah, hurrah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then. Hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel glad when Johnny comes marching home.